Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hey, everybody. You came back.
Welcome back. Thanks for checking out. They're probably just like, we're going to give this girl another shot.
One more week. That's all we ask. One more week. We've already lasted longer than some sitcoms.
Oh, snap. That's true.
The shows that were canceled after one episode. I should have looked that up before I started.
Yeah, I think that would have been a nice little ego boost going into this.
I know, right? But we're back for another Well Hung Podcast. I'm Nate. That's Diana.
Hey, what's up? Thank you again for checking it out. Promise this is a... We really appreciate you guys. I definitely am. This is awesome. I love podcasting. I do the stand-up thing too, but this is awesome.
Yeah, it is. I love it because I don't have to go out to bars to make people laugh.
Oh my gosh, yeah. People always ask me, like, how do you do it? How do you get on stage and stuff? I'm like, alcohol? It's pretty much, there's no secret. There's no secret to that.
Yeah, it's, well, there's that, and then there's like, you know, I get on stage because I want to get on stage again in better places. And eventually that kind of wears thin.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. I love the fact that people can bring me with them wherever.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And it's like easier. I mean, the most stressful thing about doing a show or like putting on a show is making sure people come out or like having people come out. So like promoting and all that, that's exhausting. And then having to talk to strangers and... So I try to dress a little better. So if you see me out on the street, that's me dressing better.
Well, one of the best compliments I get from doing podcasts is when people tell me, I was listening to your show and I burst out laughing.
Oh, I love that.
Out in public. They get their earbuds in and they just start laughing like a maniac for no good reason.
That's awesome. That's a really good feeling, like to make people have no shame about laughing in public by themselves. And when people just turn around like, what are they doing? That kind of looks like fun.
Yeah, some shows canceled after one episode. The Osbournes Reloaded, which was a Fox variety show hosted by the Osbournes, Ozzy, Sharon, Jack,
oh my
and
God.
Kelly.
That was an option? They thought, how did that even get on to one episode?
Well, they are a musical family. They shot six episodes. The remaining five were immediately shelved due to a combination of bad reviews and several Fox affiliates.
Oh my gosh.
Either airing the program in an early morning time slot or not at all due to content concerns.
Oh wow!
One of the other shows that was famously canceled after one episode was the Heather Graham sitcom Emily's Reasons Why Not, where she played a single career woman unlucky in love who employs a list making system to help her determine when it's time to give up and move on. Apparently, ABC didn't need a list; they just went, "Well, it's time to give up and move on."
That's a wow! That was. I can't believe it. Yeah, some of those, really? So it's basically about like a semi-OCD chick who needs to find love.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants, okay. Whatever.
ABC programming chief Steve McPherson decided that it was, quote, not going to get better and we needed a quick change.
Oh my gosh. That is a, wow. That would be a heartbreaker. Like he was not even sugarcoating that at all.
No.
And, like in public, dude. He was like, yeah, this was a mistake. I'm sorry.
Poor roller girl, Heather Graham.
Oh, man. A for effort. No, B for effort. Actually, some of those ideas are horrible. B for effort. That was bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what gives an A for effort? Your Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah. The effort that I'm trying to put in more. Yeah, the Bitches Preach. I hope you guys had a chance to check it out. Definitely follow me. I'll follow back. I know that's a popular thing to do.
Yeah, right? I don't do that.
One for one.
I do not do that. I do not reciprocate. If you follow me, at Nate Darling, welcome aboard. Enjoy the ride. I'm probably not following you back unless you've got something to offer.
Yeah. I mean, usually it's just like, because it's me. It's like just my friends. I'm like, oh, I probably should follow them back. But like,
yeah,
I have an Instagram and like weird companies are like trying to follow me and I let them because I want to pretend to be popular, but I won't follow them back.
Well, the thing is my Twitter feed, when I look at my Twitter feed, I'm following, I follow no more than 99 people ever. I cap it. So if I start to get to 99, I'll go through and weed out people or whatever I don't hear from for now and then. And the people who are following me, that can grow however many it's going to grow to. But I'm going to try and keep it to about 100. I think that's plenty of people for me to follow.
I mean, how many people do you actually like really talk to or know? Like, you know, like Facebook, I have like thousands of something friends. I'm like, I don't know 90% of these people.
I don't talk to most of the people that I, on Twitter, I don't use that to talk back and forth. I have a couple of friends that I do, but I use Twitter to just throw shit out to the ether. And I told this story on the Nate Darling show last week or the week before. I'm forgetting. We record ahead of time. Spoiler alert. I got into a I got into a pointless Twitter fight with Christopher Titus, who's a stand-up comedian. And
oh, I know who he is.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I love him. He's one of my favorites. And I was just he tweeted something and I tweeted back just to be contrary and hashtagged it pointless Twitter fight. And we had a little back and forth, and it was, you know, we went back and forth a couple of times with like funny sort of insults, and then I just went like, this has been a delight. I have to go do other things now. And it was just, it was like, oh, this is the light. Enjoy lovely Toledo, because that's where he was that night. That's what I love about Twitter, is you can just have those random interactions.
I think that's really cool to do something like that. I mean, as long as people don't take it seriously, they don't freak out, whatever it may be. Like, it is just Twitter. Like, for me personally, the whole bitches preaching, it's not my own. I mean, it's my Twitter, but it was inspired by a couple friends. Basically, I have special, special friends. So it's just ideas and, you know, suggestions and whatever, just to kind of see what else is, you know, possible ideas and different things, like how to potentially act in public and be conscious of other people. But then again, I'm not saying that like I'm the best. This is basically, it's learn from my mistakes is what my Twitter is about.
So when you tweeted, when trying to holler, do not use phrases such as or similar to, you are sexy as hell. No need to state the obvious. Hashtag be creative.
That was that actually happened to my friend. And I think the next week after that, it's like, yeah, don't come up to a girl if she's with her friends. And if you have zero game, if that was your game, like you're as sexy as hell. And we will talk. We will make fun of you after walk away. And like, I mean, yeah, it's be a little more creative. Just commenting on someone's physical appearance as sexy as hell, which has been redundant in every single song there is. Mm-hmm. I was not a fan, but you know, I give the guy balls for coming up to my friend. I don't know. I
give him balls.
He has balls.
Okay.
I just took him away. I'm sorry. I took away his balls by making that tweet.
Sir, I give you balls.
ESL, English second language. It's still a struggle every day. Struggle is real.
And to follow Diana, it's at bitches preach on Twitter.
Yes, and it's me. Obviously, I took a picture where my parents dressed me. I didn't have a say in this, but obviously, I don't give a fuck what I look like. If check it out, check the Twitter out, check the picture out. That's what I used to look like. I used to look cute.
Aww.
Yeah, I thought I was adorable. I don't know what happened, but. I grew up funny, but I used to be cute.
There you go. The United States of America, it's a vast and different place. And Twitter has another account called At Amazing Maps. We now have an idea of how the internet stereotypes all 50 U.S. states. You know, the Google autocomplete, why is something so? Well, they did that with states. Like, why is Illinois so? Typed into Google and there's a lot of repetition, too, which I found interesting. It's Googled not being very creative, because Montana, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Michigan all got cold.
I love this. It's like when if people from other countries see this, they're like, this is the big hype. This is what America is all about. And I feel back in the day in fifth grade, I don't know if you did this in elementary school, but like you did pop quizzes, or you had to know all 50 states and all that. I used to be really good at that. I used to know all the capitals and like some of the nicknames too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really dumb because I'm like looking at some of these states and I'm like, I don't remember which one this is. Like, I feel like in parentheses, they should have put the state. Like, the basic ones are, like, I mean, I kind of get the general area, but, like, especially on the Northeast, the smaller states, like, there's one, was it Rhode Island, that's just small.
Rhode Island, yeah. Why is Rhode Island so small?
It's just small. That's the only thing. And, like, it's either Google, and I think Google is just a representation of people. So it's either people are just not creative. They're like, why is, you know, Idaho Republican? Like, why, or big? Why is Texas big? Those are questions that have been put into Google. Mm-hmm. So much that this is their stereotype.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing is, Arkansas and Mississippi, both, and Kentucky, and West Virginia, all got, and New Mexico, poor. Why are they so poor?
New Mexico is nice, though.
Yeah,
I like that. Maybe it's because I went to the rich area of New Mexico, which is basically the poor version of Midtown.
There's a lot of really poor parts of New Mexico. Yeah. There's a lot of Indian reservations, Native American lands where, they're living the dream of living off the federal dole.
Yeah.
It's going real well for them, by the way.
I love this, the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish, this is me putting myself on blast. It's, is it Georgia? Let's see. No, Georgia's backwards, mm-hmm. right? What's next to that? Alabama? Yes. Mississippi?
Alabama.
Alabama's good.
Yes. Why is Alabama so good?
Yeah. What? Okay. That's what I'm... How did Alabama get good? And then right after...
I want to know the answer to that, actually.
Yeah. That one kind of threw me off, because then right after that is Georgia is poor. Then Louisiana's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just... But Alabama's good.
Yeah. What really blows my mind, and I don't know how this sort of came about... But both Pennsylvania and Connecticut got haunted. Why are they so haunted?
The Amish?
The Amish.
That's the only thing I can come up with. That's the one thing I'm like, why is Amish not for Pennsylvania or something like that? Like, I don't know these. What's that? Is Colorado? No, that's not Colorado. What state is fit?
That's Colorado.
That is Colorado?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, then Utah's Mormon. See, that kind of stuff makes more sense to me. Mormon. Colorado's fit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're known for mountain biking and shit.
I feel like in California we live in our own little bubble.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, because I traveled about through the states when I used to play golf and stuff, and like we really do live in our own little bubble. And I just the whole rest of the country like doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, and I'm from Vermont, which came out as liberal, which is interesting because unless you're in Burlington, Vermont, or one other city in Vermont, and the cities in Vermont are small, but if you get out of those cities, Vermont not at all liberal.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand.
I really enjoyed that Maine got, why is Maine so white? Because it's up in the corner where it's cold and black people don't want to live there, okay?
That's, yeah. See, we got the answers, Google. We got the answers here on the Will Hong podcast. Let's see, boring, it went to a couple states.
Yep.
Oh, corrupt. Which one's corrupt? Is that Illinois?
Yes. Illinois got corrupt. I'm guessing that's true. A lot of these are political, too. So
yeah.
the whole joke about voting in Chicago, vote early, vote often, that's where that is. I'm sure Iowa Democratic, because that's where they have the Iowa caucuses.
Oh.
Yes, they have the Iowa caucuses in Iowa. Newsflash, everybody. And Ohio got important. Why is Ohio so important?
Ohio got important, really?
Yeah, and that I guarantee you comes back to politics, because that's usually a swing state.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I like how some of this, like, people are like thinking politics, other people are just not putting thought into this at all. Did you know Alaska was expensive?
Yes. Alaska and Hawaii both are very expensive.
Really? I didn't know. I thought it was just, you know, you go outside, make your igloo, and then you're cool. Literally speaking.
Wow. That is
that is me being a true American right there.
That is the ugly American in action. Congratulations.
I like to, you know, it's funny because I put my phone clock on people come up to me and they try to read my clock and they're like, wait, why is it on military time? I'm like, no, it's European time. Like, no, it's military. I'm like, this is why everyone.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I'm like, no, ignorant American. It's because my teammates, I had a couple teammates from Europe, Iceland, the UK, and they're just like, yeah, it's European time. Only ignorant Americans only say it's military time. You guys just live in your own bubble. That's why. I'm like, that makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the big loser here, I think one of the big losers, of course, is New Jersey. Why is New Jersey so bad?
I thought Connecticut was bad.
No, Connecticut's haunted.
Haunted. No. Because my cousin used to live in Connecticut, and I guess they have where they used to live is the highest homicide rate in the country.
In Connecticut?
In Connecticut.
Okay.
So that's what, maybe Jersey Shore made New Jersey bad.
Why is New Jersey so bad?
Jersey Shore.
Because it's next to expensive New York and haunted Pennsylvania and bordered by boring Delaware.
Oh, Delaware does sound boring.
Welcome to boring Delaware. Well, that goes back to the Wayne's World movie. Go back and watch that if you want to know about boring Delaware. So, yeah, those are some of the stereotypes. A lot of them are liberal, conservative, Republican. I love that Nevada empty. Why is Nevada so empty? If you've been to Nevada, you already know the answer to that question.
Oh man, that is a good one. Yeah, some of these are I think they nailed it, some of them. I'm kind of curious about others, but overall I'm kind of satisfied.
Now let's move on to talk about the other thing we want to talk about today, and that's tipping when you go out.
Oh yeah, do you tip, Nate? Are you a tipper?
Yeah, of course. You know what bugs me though about tipping is I don't mind tipping in a place where I get service. What bugs me about tipping is in the last 10 years or so, it's gotten to the point where people who do virtually nothing for you have a tip jar.
Yeah.
I mean, if I go out to a restaurant and I've got a waiter or a waitress who's bringing me food and taking care of me and doing all of this stuff, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tip them out. My base tip is 20%.
That's a good, that on the article I looked up what's courteous, and the 20%, 15-20% is typically what it is.
Yeah, the article we're talking about, and they've got tipping for everything here, and I don't tip everybody. Sorry, I don't. I don't have that much. If I tipped everybody, including all the hobos who asked me for money, got any change? No, I gave it to the waiter. I really don't. I'm sorry. Here's some of the tipping percentages that they say. For a full-service food server, 15-20% of the pre-tax bill.
That makes... I agree with you about, you know, if they're doing virtually nothing, then I won't tip. But then I also have been on the other side of it. Like, you know, customer service, we don't make shit.
Right.
You know, so like for like any tip is appreciated. That's why I always make an effort to be nice to people. Like that's what I'm basically paid to do. And even if they don't do anything, but they are kind, they're polite, they answer my questions and all that, like I'll throw a dollar in the tip jar or something. Like I don't like to go out to places where I can't tip because I know they're struggling too. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing. But if they're rude and they're not doing shit, like I almost want them to pay me and be like, this is fucking bullshit. Because like, I know if you're having a bad day, fine. Like I had this one waiter. He wasn't a waiter. He was just like one of the servers like that, when that sits you down and gives you the basic plates, utensils. Right. We went to the restaurant. He threw our water glasses at us, like on the table, and not threw the plates at us. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't care what kind of bad day you have. You check that shit at the door.
That's Timmy no tip.
But the problem was our waitress was fucking amazing.
Right.
And I didn't want to shaft her for this douchebag. Yeah. But I mean, I don't think there's an excuse to carry your, in any type of workplace, you don't carry your shit to work.
Yeah, I mean, you can be quiet, you can be reserved, but don't take out your bad day on other people.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, I'm a firm advocate for tipping. I have a lot of friends in the food service industry that, you know, I hear the horrible shit that they deal with, mm-hmm. and if you're great to them, props to you. If you're not, you need to start because they're human beings too, and they're being paid, but they're not being paid that much to deal with your bullshit.
So a full service food server, 15-20% of pre-tax bill. I just take the total bill. Move the decimal point over and double it. So if it's a $25 bill, I'm leaving a $5 tip.
What's tax in California?
It depends on where you are.
Like for food and stuff, because isn't like tax like 8% or something like that? Because yeah. I was told double the tax, but I hope I'm not being rude by not doing that.
Well, doubling your tax will bring you to 15, which is in the range. That's just what I do. If somebody's good service, but that's the base. I will go above and beyond.
Oh yeah,
above or below. If you suck ass, you're probably getting less than 10 from me. A regular food server at a buffet style or pickup, such as a coffee or sandwich shop, they say at least 10%. I base that on how much work went into my thing. If you're just taking a scoop of something and putting it on a plate or pouring me a black cup of coffee, you're not getting the same amount of tip as if I'm asking you for a full-blown mocha chica book, whatever the thing is, there, with the whipped cream on
what,
top.
What Starbucks did you go to?
The terrible Starbucks. take out, no obligation, but 10% tip is favorable for extra service. Eat it. Bartender, $1 to $2 per drink. Fuck you.
Really?
Fuck you. Bartenders. Okay, you get one tip a night. I'm not giving you a dollar every time you pull a cap off a bottle of beer for me. Again, if I'm having you make crazy Mai Tais and shit like that, yeah, you deserve a big tip. But if all you're doing is pulling a cap off a bottle of beer, you do not deserve $1 to $2 every time.
I always tip. I always, usually, like, sometimes I'll tip like big the first, if I'm gonna stay there a while, I'll like I'll kind of put that in. That's because I have friends, but I did have this one experience that really kind of changed my world on how I tip. I always tip and I try to tip in cash because what I've heard is that like tipping on card, you know, either it gets a cut taken away or they get it delayed or something. So another message I want to convey, if you guys can tip in cash because they do appreciate it. Except for this one bitch who I was in LA and I was at this club and I heard like a couple days before that, you know, it's better to tip in cash. And I was like, okay, I'm going to I have a couple bucks. I got a drink. That's perfect. I'll put the drink on the card though so I can give her cash. I put the cash under the thing or something because I signed it. I put the cash up and I was like, oh, someone might take it or whatever. So I put it on top. She didn't see it. So she just saw that I left her no tip. She looks at me and gives me this snarky look and is like, thanks, and ignores me the whole entire night.
Nice.
And I'm like, you bitch, give me my $2 back.
You know what I do? I always write cash on the tip line.
Yeah, and someone told me that, and I was like, you know, I will do that from now because it was my fault for not communicating. But at the same time, bitch, you're not obligated. Like, you don't automatically get a tip.
Yeah.
It's that's courteous.
That's the other thing. Tip is not... tip is not something that you automatically deserve. Tip is something that you get for performing your job in a way that's acceptable. If you suck ass and don't bring me my food or everything is wrong or whatever, 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 I'm not obligated to give you a tip. It's just not. Tip is a tip. It's extra because you gave good service. Now, if you gave me service that's normal and acceptable, you're getting 15% to 20%.
Yeah, basic tip. Like, yeah, that. I think that as long as you hit the bare minimum, I think it's great. And that's the whole premise of this whole, like, this is the, I guess, the bitch in me preaching. It's like, please tip your bar and wait staff. coming from someone who's like, you know, I do the bar shows, I do the comedy club shows, and they do bust their ass. They do deal with a lot of bullshit. And I know they try their damnest, and they are great people, unless occasionally you'll meet those fuckers, which is, I don't associate myself with them, but I've encountered that out there. But yeah, please tip. I'm just kind of trying to advocate for people being on the other side of the fence. I work at a job where I don't get tips, and I still have to fucking smile and be nice all damn day.
This surprised me too. They say tip your mailman. You used to be able to do that.
Really?
It says here civil servants are not allowed to accept cash gifts, but a gift valued about $20 around the holidays is a nice way to show your appreciation for their work throughout the year. The thing is, I get a different mail carrier depending on the day of the week. It's not the same one all the time.
I haven't seen a mailman. When I was living in San Francisco, I saw them more often, but like living here, I haven't seen anyone. I feel like times have changed. Like, people still do snail mail?
Yeah. It's mostly junk mail and bills.
I got invited. I'm kind of worried my friend's going to hear this. I got invited to my friend's wedding.
Okay.
Via Facebook message.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, hey, how you been? Oh, by the way, keep this date free. I'm getting married. You're coming. I'm like, okay. This is the invitation? Are we saving money here? Is this what's going on? I think that's the new age.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. I got a wedding invitation as well, and I actually got the paper invitation. I got the note on Facebook, hey, what's your mailing address? I got the invitation in the mail. It was, please RSVP on our website. so they saved the paper and all of that on the RSVP cards and the postage, which is a huge amount.
Yeah.
When you start talking, depending on how big your wedding is, that's a huge amount of money to save on that. So. Well,
now the mailmen aren't getting tipped because, you know, people are just taking away. I'm just completely bullshitting on my ass. Yeah, I didn't know we were supposed to tip mailmen and milkmen or whatever.
And your garbage man. Everybody, here's the thing. Everybody wants a tip. And there are certain things where, yeah, you should tip. You go out to a restaurant, you should tip. You go to a fast food place, you usually don't tip.
Yeah, there's this one place I really wanted to tip because they're really, really nice. But they just swiped my card and I didn't know that I wasn't going to have an opportunity to tip. And I felt really bad about it. So, but I always try to, I don't go out unless I can tip. But that's just, but then that's why I don't go out as much. I just kind of stand around at home with the cats.
Here, I've opened your bottle of beer. I would require a $2 tip for that. And every time you come back.
You know, in like Europe, they don't tip. That's actually offensive if you do.
Well, I'm going there. No, I'm not going
save
there.
Some money.
I'm going to save my money. Yes, but they make up for it by overcharging in other areas.
Oh, yeah. And well, they get paid more, too.
Yeah. The only thing worse than the expectation of a tip, which that happens, is when they build it onto your bill. When they're like, it's going to be an 18% tip added onto your bill. And there have been situations where I would have normally tipped because, like I said, my base is 20.
Yeah.
So if you tack on an 18% tip to my bill, I'm not tipping anymore.
No, yeah.
Because now it's not a tip, it's mandatory.
I hate when they do that and the servers know that, so they don't do their job at all. They just kind of forget about you. And they're like, oh, I'm already getting paid. I'm like, I kind of want to just like cross it out and be like, no, bitch. Do your job next time.
Yeah. I'm going to need money back on this. So. Anyway, on that note, on that cheap note, we're going to...
Literally.
We're going to wrap up this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Thanks for downloading or streaming this bad boy.
Thank you.
And listening how you want to do it.
Hope you guys tune in next week. Leave some comments, I guess. There's a place for comments, right?
No.
No, just kidding. Facebook. I'm down for Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Comment, talk about it if you have suggestions or things you want to hear. Any bitches preach advice you want to give out, let me know.
And if you'd like to help support the show, when you're on the website, which is natedarlingshow.com, look for one of those shop Amazon tabs or an Amazon banner. Click on that. It'll take you right to Amazon, and it won't cost you anything extra. It does help support the show, though. So
yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, have a good one. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next Monday. Good enough to be some change. Everybody's good enough for some change. We all get the flu. We all get AIDS. We've got to stick together after all. Everybody's good enough.